November 1st, 2019. Whereas Wrangell, Alaska is a community which acknowledges that a special and vibrancy exists within the entire community when its individual citizens collectively go the extra mile in personal effort, volunteerism, and service. And whereas Wrangell, Alaska is a community which encourages its citizens to maximize their personal contribution to the community by giving of themselves wholeheartedly and with total effort, commitment, and conviction to their individual ambitions, family, friends, and community. And whereas Wrangell is a community which chooses to shine a light and celebrate individuals and organizations within its community who go the extra mile in order to make a difference and lift up fellow members of their community. And whereas the City and Borough of Wrangell acknowledges the mission of Extra Mile America to create 550 extra mile cities in America and is proud to support Extra Mile Day on November 1st, 2019. Now therefore, I, Stephen Prasanka, Mayor of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, do hereby proclaim November 1st, 2019 to be Extra Mile Day. And I urge each individual in the community to take the time on this day to not only go the extra mile in his or her own life, but to acknowledge all those who are inspirational in their efforts and commitment to make their organizations, families, community, country, and world a better place. John Kim for me. Thank you. Roll call, please, Kim.
Assembly members Gilbert?
Here.
Morrison?
Here.
DeLong? Decker?
Here.
Powell? Larrabee?
Here.
And Mayor Prasanka?
Here. Purses to be heard. Thank you. Okay. So I'm going to change the order up just a bit because we have Mr. McConaughey here to do an invocation. So we'll let you go first with that, please. Thank you.
Please stand as you're able. Let us pray. Dear Lord, we thank you for our new assembly people that will provide the success of our city and borough of Wrangell. We thank them for their dedication to the citizens of this area and for the time that they will donate to the betterment of all. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Don.
Thanks,
Don. Next up, Vance Jacobson. He's a consultant for our compensation study. Lisa, would you do a little introduction?
Sure. About? Mr. Mayor, just a friendly reminder to the Assembly and to the listening public that the borough is undergoing a compensation study right now of our staff and looking at the compensation amounts and job descriptions to make sure that what we actually have written on those job descriptions is accurate to what is actually that specific position. And Mr. Vance Jacobson is the consultant we've hired to do that. He did the most recent compensation study that the borough had done previously, and he's here for the next couple of days meeting with staff and going over documentation in the first part of our study. So I just asked Mr. Jacobson to come tonight and introduce himself to the assembly so that everybody could put a face with a name. So if you want to.
Super. Well, Mr. Mayor and council members, assembly members, I should say, thanks for having me here. It has been about 13 years since I've been in Wrangell, and coming in today was just as pleasurable as it was in all the trips I took during the mid-2000s, clear back to, I think the first trip I made here was in the late 90s. And so we're delighted to be doing a project that's going to move pretty quick. It's one that we just get an update on how the organization is set up now, the scope of services, and what what if any changes there been to job content for all levels of staff. And we've already started, but one of the major objectives of the study is to look at where we are competitively with other comparable municipalities in the area and or in the region, and also those that have like kinds of financial limitations, in terms of sources and uses of funds. And that all will be assembled together in what we would think would be recommendations to the salary grid that would give a balance between as competitive as we could get and also affordability, and then look at some emerging jobs. We know already that with what's going on in with a new wastewater treatment plant, that there will be new skills to be defined and to be presented, as new job designs, and this is a prime time to not only get the compensation system up to date, but also get the job designs and expanded responsibilities, you know, recognized and set up properly. And what we're hoping is that we'll have everything. We've got a couple things that'll interrupt our progress. It's more commonly known as two major holidays that'll do it. And so I'm suspecting that, you know, the major work that we'll have will be all pretty much ready for kind of like first look in early December, the first 10 days of December. But I think most of the communications and other kinds of things will probably have to sit out the holiday season and get right back to finishing things up like the first couple of weeks of January. But it should move pretty quickly. We'll know the competitive assessment by that first part of December, and that part will move pretty quickly, so we have some idea of what the obstacles are in front of us, and modernizing the schedule. And other than that, we'll get reintroduced to some old acquaintances and meet some new acquaintances, and get a chance to work with you, something I've wanted to do for a long time now. So glad to be here.
Thank you, Rex. Do you have any questions yet? Julie?
Do you have any idea what municipalities will be used as comparable?
Well, we have a starting idea that, we've got Southeast, and obviously, Juneau is one of the bigger, and Ketchikan are the bigger players, but we'd want to look at Petersburg, Craig, and move up the coast a little bit. That we'll have some good comparability with municipalities like Homer and Kodiak,
Haines and others. Cordova.
I'm sorry?
Haines and Cordova.
Oh yeah, and Cordova. That's one. By moving up the coast, we get all the way up through Prince William Sound and that. We want to make sure that we have at least a sample size of 8 to 12. To give it some strength. One of the problems that you have with the labor market in Alaska is a lot of times there'll be a blip in the market for one job just because two people left and the organizations had to pay a ransom essentially to bring somebody experienced in, and we need to have a large enough sample. So that we can mitigate some of those more unique little upticks in the market, but we'll collect more than what we need, because it's easier to toss out what we don't need rather than go back to the well and expand our data gathering, and we'll be looking at both general government and special districts, whether they be ports or electrical utilities, that kind of thing. So it'll give us a good coverage, and we'll stay away from the largest of the municipalities like Anchorage, because the scope of things and getting good job matches is sometimes more difficult to accomplish.
Excellent. Anybody else have any questions for Mr. Jacobson? Thank you very much for coming in.
Well, the pleasure is all mine. I'm glad to be here, and we're gonna hit it early tomorrow morning.
Sounds good.
Good.
We're a little suspicious we pay our city manager too much, so we did look into that.
It goes all the way from top to bottom.
I know it. I hear you. Thanks very much.
And it also includes, you know, one of the substantial features is to make sure we have the internal fairness as well as the competitiveness.
Absolutely.
And that really is our primary standard. And so that will be a fundamental goal.
Perfect.
Thanks
so much.
Appreciate it. Mr. Mayor, I have two words for you. Free agent.
We're not cutting you loose yet. You've got a contract. Heather, and I believe it's Evoy.
Yes.
Heather, come on up, please. You with SEAC?
Emma Hopel, good evening, Mayor and Wrangell Assembly. Heather Evoy Dawayu, Simshianu, Lakshkik Diptegu, Ketchkanada Metlakatla Diwil Watku, Ada Juno Diwil Zogu. So good evening, and my name is Heather Evoy. I'm from Ketchkan and Metlakatla originally. I'm Simshian from the Eagle Clan, but I live in Juneau, and I do work for SEAC, Southeast Alaska Conservation Council. I'm the Indigenous Engagement Lead, and the primary focus of what I've been working on this past year is really on some transboundary issues. And I apologize for the mix-up, and thank you, Lisa, for the good communication stream. I did have a presentation for you, but I do have a resolution that's in draft form that I would like to offer up for your consideration. And really what it is it highlights a current window of opportunity. And this window of opportunity to take action really is around the United Nations Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous People. Premier Horgan hopefully next week will introduce legislation to make the UN Declaration the law of the land in BC. So Canada ratified the UN Declaration a few years back, but there's been very little teeth in implementing it. And so this is a really great opportunity. And really the way that I'm looking at it is working with First Nations and Southeast tribes, primarily along the Stikine and the Yunik, to, you know, call on or thank Premier Horgan and call on the BC legislature to, you know, pass this legislation. And they're hoping to have that done by the holidays. And it can really set the precedent moving forward for transboundary relations if this is implemented. And what part of the ask is in this resolution is asking that it apply to the downstream Indigenous communities as well. And you know, it, like I said, it really is a wonderful opportunity to for us to work together and set the framework moving forward on transboundary relations. So I don't want to take up too much of your time, but I do have this resolution. I don't know if you would like hard copies of it, if you'd like digital.
We can get that. Well, you can give Kim a hard copy of it, okay. But also if you could send it electronically
right.
to her.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
And do you have enough copies we can hand it?
Oh, yeah.
Copies, you're welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah, and I also have a one-pager that I could send around that explains a little bit more about this current window of opportunity. So I am right now working, I'm here in Wrangell. I head to Petersburg tomorrow. I'm going to Ketchikan, Saxon, and Metlakatla next week. And really just hoping to have some movement on passing of this resolution and hopefully have some sort of press event around this, saying that, you know, southern, southeast, downstream communities are really concerned and want to stand in solidarity and support these efforts.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Julie.
Do you have a deadline that you're working on for this?
Well, you know, we would really like to have it them passed and have some sort of precedent before Thanksgiving. So I know it's a really tight turnaround, but like I said, we're under the assumption that Premier Horgan is going to introduce this legislation sometime next week. And so, you know, we're really hoping to just kind of build on that momentum and have things done. I know it is a very short time turnaround, but this is a really wonderful window of opportunity. So, yeah, and I apologize. I will be in Ketchikan on the 6th. Otherwise, I would come back and give you guys the presentation.
Well, I appreciate it. And if you would be available, if we, as we bring it up in our meeting to discuss it, and if we admit that night, perhaps, if,
of
you know,
course,
we look at it.
I can teleconference.
Maybe in, to bring you in on the phone if we have some specific questions. But really appreciate the work that you're doing on this. This is a huge issue for our community and other river communities. And not, you know, it's the impact so widespread. So
of
appreciate
course.
It.
Thank you. It's my honor as a Ketchikan girl, you know. Our transboundary waterways are near and dear to my heart, for sure. So, and I know most of the local assemblies and tribal councils have passed some sort of iteration of transboundary resolutions in the past. And I think, so Salmon Beyond Borders did a big push around the Mount Polly disaster, so about 5 years ago. And that resolution was really the ask we're calling on the International Joint Commission to utilize the Boundary Waters Treaty. And so while this resolution does include some of that language, like I said, the ask is really to fully implement this into law in BC and make it count for the downstream indigenous peoples as well. So.
Thank you so much. Does anybody else have any other questions?
Can I give her my card?
Kim, yes, please.
Yeah. Oh, great. Thank you.
Heather, thank you so much for coming out tonight.
Perfect. Yeah, no,
Lisa?
Thank you very much.
We can make sure this comes back on the next
Absolutely.
Agenda. So on the 12th of November, we'll have this on the agenda.
Okay, great.
And we'll get in touch with you too
thank
to
you
set up
so much.
Potential
really
teleconference. Heather, thank you so much. Awesome. Enjoy your time in Wrangell.
Thank you, Heather.
Good. All right, so that's Persons to be Heard. There's a lot of people in the audience tonight, but I'm assuming that folks are here mostly for agenda item. Did anybody miss signing up for Persons to be Heard? All the staff are...
Oh, you're
I'm not sure, Kim, where do I fit in?
We're going to put you under the borough manager's report.
Okay.
So you have a placeholder specifically. Okay. So where are we here? Amendments to agenda. All right. Julie.
I was wondering if I could add a discussion of how to expedite the development of the Institute property. Just not a long discussion, but sort of the beginning of a more targeted discussion.
So you're looking to add a discussion. Do you feel that we might be able to put that under, we have that, there's some discussion tonight under Institute, sorry, I'm thinking Byford. Let's have, if there's no objections, let's add a discussion about the Institute property, and we will put it at the end.
Didn't we have to notice the public?
I think if we're not making a decision,
just action items.
There's non-action, just discussion and advisory. We're fine. I turn to my parliamentarian here.
If it's just discussion,
okay.
And there's no money being discussed, so if it's just discussion, and then it can, if there's action, it can come back to the next assembly.
So we're putting that under P then, discussion of development, Institute property. Okay, and we have. Other amendments are that for anyone listening at home following along on your program, we've made some changes just to help expedite things here. We will continue as the agenda as written, A to G. Then we're...
Mr. Mayor, we are asking that item A be pulled from the agenda.
Oh, item A is pulled
yes.
from the agenda. Okay. So item A is being pulled from the agenda
and just
on
as
administration
a,
request.
Just as an explanation, Mr. Mayor, we will be bringing that back when we have a completed actual agreement document. And Assemblymember Gilbert suggested that we do it by resolution as well. And so that just helps solidify things better.
That means good. Okay.
Yes.
Good.
Clean.
So if item A is then pulled, B to G, then will be...
JK.
Am I
no, you're right. B through G.
And then we are changing up our order. Am I correct on that?
Correct.
Can someone get out
H
of
and I will move to after item N.
Okay, so so then it's B through G, then JK,
LMN, HI.
LMN.
HI.
Okay, I am going to ask everybody to make sure to be patient and help me out with this because my paper looks like chicken scratch here. So is there any other amendments to the agenda?
Hopefully not.
Well, I'm sure we'll find something. Okay, moving on to conflict of interests. Does anyone have a conflict of interest? And I noticed that there's an appointment coming up. Yeah. Are you guys still together?
Yeah.
Did you want to declare a conflict on that?
Sure.
Okay. So Anne's husband is looking to be sure. Anne's husband is looking to be appointed to a board, so she's going to abstain from discussion on that. Just a general note to the assembly. My daughter Molly is just received a job at the Nolan Center. So before she took that job, I made sure that we were all good, everything, so I didn't repeat my swimming pool fiasco of several years ago. So just so you know that I will be declaring that if there's anything comes up with the museum, so there's no undue conflict. Anybody else conflict of interest? Hearing none, moving on, consent agenda.
Move to approve the consent agenda as submitted.
There's been a motion. Do we have a second?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Discussion.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes, Julie.
Just a question or comment. To get five sets of minutes at once from any one particular group is just a lot of time lag, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't know if there's a way to communicate that back.
I can communicate it. I'm thinking that because of it's that board, maybe because it was through the summer, and maybe the minutes weren't done until after they came back. I don't know.
Well, it was a school board.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It was a school board. Normally, it's not like that.
I mean, we've had it for other organizations as well, groups or whatever, and so it's just hard to keep up on things when there's that much lag.
Something to mention.
It adds to a 400-page packet.
Yeah.
It does.
Is there any other discussion on the consent agenda? Hearing none, poll vote, please.
Assembly members Larrabee?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
And Mayor Prasanka?
Yes. Moving on to item number 7, Borough Manager's Report. Lisa, before you start, I would just like to commend the work that you put into this packet. This is a amazing packet. I've never seen anything like this in my life.
I spent a good
3.5 hours working through it, but it was so detailed. And the level of information that you provided to the assembly is absolutely incredible, and I really appreciate it. And I know you spent your weekend pulling this all together.
Well, and the staff is also to be commended on all of their information.
Really appreciate it.
Couldn't pull all of this together without their effort.
Thank you.
And Mayor, it's on page 64.
Page 64, if folks want to get there. Thank you, Patty.
Mr. Mayor, as we are at my report, and the first item on there is the Forest Service, if you would like to ask Clint to come up and give his report first before I give mine.
I think you're, are you representing Clint?
Yeah.
Our new Clint.
Sorry, I'm
Clint 2.0.
Yeah.
Shifter. Come on up. Austin, thank you.
Yeah, no worries. Yeah, Clint couldn't be here. He actually is quite disappointed because he really did want to make contact with you folks on this first kind of collaborative effort here. And basically, I think the objective, and Steve, you probably talked with Clint about just some sort of regular dialogue between the Borough Assembly and the Forest Service, and just on mutual topics of interest that we have. So I'm just going to run through a few of them, and if you have any questions or comments, we can try to address them. Current topics that we're dealing with right now is the big one that both the Wrangell and Petersburg Ranger Districts have been working on is the Central Tongass Landscape Level Assessment. We just finished the comment period for that project, closed on September 15th, and so that team, the interdisciplinary team, is working on the response to those comments and taking that information and incorporating it into the final environmental impact statement that they'll be working on. So that process is ongoing. The current timeline for that is we anticipate the final impact statement plus the record of decision to come out in probably late May, early June. There'll be a draft that comes out in probably February, a draft record of decision. And so, and then they'll take another stab at kind of cleaning that up. But basically looking for a final decision in probably early June is what I'm guessing. Recreation-wise, we've got a lot going on here locally. Fair amount of fall cabin maintenance is occurring. You know, we're trying to catch up. We've been understaffed in that area for a long time, so it's been a lot of triage for us, actually.
Austin, is that because you've been unable to locate staff or due to sort of attrition that you've just lost staff and may not replace them?
Lost positions, and there's been difficulty replacing them, you know, in kind. You know, they've done some zoning between Wrangell and Petersburg for at least the staff position is zoned. And, so we're still working through some issues with that to catch up and stay on top of the general maintenance for our recreation facilities. So we did have one of our employees detailed into that kind of lead position for the cabin maintenance and develop rec. So hopefully in the future we'll be able to fly that position permanently and kind of get it, you know, on a better field, I guess, if you could. We've trying to catch up on deferred maintenance, such as there's an outhouse that we're reconstructing for the Twin Lakes up the river. Lower Salamander outhouse roof was repaired and converted to a living roof. We did a lot of hazard tree mitigation down on that site this spring and summer. And Ann-Ann, we've had funding that was approved for a new deck, and design and construction plans are ongoing. The timeline for that construction has not been determined quite yet, but the vast majority of the funding has been approved, so we're moving forward as quickly as possible with that. So that'll include...
I have a question.
Sure.
About Ann-Ann. The new deck is going to be wonderful and everything, but I still feel that where the boats come in and unload people, trying to get people off over those rocks. Mm-hmm. It just seems to me that there should be some way of either building a platform and steps down off that, so that, you know, all it would take is somebody to get in between those rocks and twist a leg and bust it. Mm-hmm. Just something that I've always thought should be done down at Ann.
Have you seen some of the work that they did on the last go around? I'm just, you know, because they did some work on that site with.
No, be truthful, I haven't.
Yeah, because they did a fair. I'm not saying it's perfect yet, okay. But there was I think 2 years ago they finished a contract down there with a fair amount of the trailhead is significantly improved from. Years past. Go ahead, Drew.
Speaking from someone, I actually worked as a guide down there during the summer season. They have made some considerable improvements there, and the idea of putting in a dock or something there, or some kind of landing, mm-hmm. would be great, but the tidal difference there is so great that you can't. I mean, there are days where it's out past mm-hmm. where you have to park the boats beyond. So it is better, though, now.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
Yeah, so there's a fair amount of. You know, they're going to look at, or not looking, they are going to do a bunch of trail and bridge reconstruction, and a vast majority of the boardwalk portion will be upgraded to a gravel-type surfacing, so everything kind of comes in phases, but you'll see some drastic improvements down there. They're also working on updating the Ann-Ann Master Plan. That's a priority for this fiscal year 20. Then moving on to our Local Resource Advisory Committee, the local RAC, if you would, approved funding for the design plans on Rainbow Falls and Kunk Lake trails. These plans will help us to develop a sustainable trail system there. On both those locations that hopefully is a little bit more robust and less maintenance over the course of time. Another topic that we're going to be getting back into, and Steve, we've talked about it in the past, is the abandoned vehicles on Forest Service administered lands. So we'll be probably re-engaging on that. For the biggest problem is, of course, over on Zarembo, and a lesser degree over on Edlin Island, but we have some derelict vehicles and just the whole vehicle situation. So we will be probably re-engaging on that this winter. There'll be a lot of public involvement and discussions with the city, and and partnering on kind of a longer term solution for.
Would you be able to remove the vehicle going out by Salamander, lower Salamander?
There is movement on that. I'm not 100% sure on all the details, but there has been some movement on it. So that's kind of the bulk of the topics. I guess one other topic is we're in the process, of course, working with the Nolan Center on the MV Chugach and getting a display set up on that. So I'll be meeting with Greg, the harbor master, to work on some of the site conditions that we need to, site improvements, I guess, that we need to accommodate the travel lift, and then also working on some options for displaying and covering that boat and making it available for kind of a tourist site, if you would. So that's ongoing.
That's in my report.
Okay, thank you. I had a long memory.
Yeah.
No,
That's what I have. Do you guys have any questions, or
the assembly members have questions? Well, thank you very much. I really appreciate your effort and Clint's effort, our Ranger's effort, at reaching out to the borough administration and the assembly and wanting to sort of work together and work collaboratively, because we know that's how we get stuff done around here. So we really appreciate it, and appreciate you coming down tonight, Austin.
Hey, no
taking
worries.
Your time with
thanks.
Us.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much. Yep. Is this still you?
Mr. Mayor?
Yes.
Cindy is here. She doesn't have anything else on the agenda tonight. I don't know if the assembly had any questions on her report. She provided a very robust report, so she's here to answer any questions you have as well.
Cindy, I just wanted to tell you, your newsletter, although you said that you felt that you needed to do some work on that still, I belong and visited other museums, and that thing was absolutely top shelf. You just did a fantastic. You and your staff are knocking it out of the park. Thank you so much for all your effort. I really appreciate it.
I meant to tell you that today, and then I totally forgot it. We were off on some other subjects.
And I'm really glad that you kept the Friends of the Museum, because that is working out brilliantly, and you've got some good leadership there, and I'm just thrilled for you. It looks like it's going really well.
Mr. Mayor, if I may, I would just like, Cindy, if you could announce the new exhibit opening.
Come to the microphone so folks at home can hear you.
So we've been working really hard on the new exhibit that's coming. It's called Wrangell Remembers, Shipwrecks Close to Home, 1908 to 1952. This is where we will honor and remember some prominent shipwrecks and their history. We'll discuss the importance of these ships to our community, livelihood, and industry. And stopped in today when we were working on it, and like Mayor said, we just recently hired Molly, and she was helping us get that thing ready to go, so I'm really excited about it. We've put a lot of work into it. It features a traveling exhibit from the Alaska State Museum and partnered with the Pioneers of Alaska Juneau and the Maritime Museum of British Columbia. And that traveling exhibit is about the Princess Sophia. And it's combined with an in-house exhibit created and inspired by items in our collection, featuring the Star of Bengal, the SS Princess Kathleen, SS Mariposa. And the exhibit that you will see is a collaborative team effort. We've put a lot of work into it, and I think that the community is really going to enjoy it. The premiere is on Friday, November 8th. So save that date. It's going to be fun. Guest speakers, Gig Ducker, Mike and Mary Kurth and Jimmy Nelson. He will be there to also, we'll have a spot in the small theater that will feature some underwater video. So that's pretty exciting. And we'll also have some other shipwreck finds that people can touch and feel and look at while we're talking about all of these incredible ships. The Friends of the Museum will provide the evening ambiance and a spread of food and spirits. So everybody's involved and getting really excited. So please come.
Mr. Mayor, if I could just add, Cindy is not telling the entire story. When she says that it's a collaborative effort with things inspired by the collection, I know she worked with others like Gig, but she and her staff actually wrote all of the content for the boards for the three ships of the items that came out of this and pulled all of the collection items together for this. So that's no small effort.
Well, really appreciate your efforts there, Cindy. Mm-hmm. Anybody have any questions? Yep, Pat.
Can you tell us and the public the status of the gray whale skeleton?
Yeah, and Drew, you might be able to help me out with this, but been, we've had a lot of energy and excitement about this as well, and the bones are not in as good of condition as they had hoped, and I believe there's a scientist just trying to determine if the reason it
passed.
Right, is because of some sort of problem, disease, or do you have more to add?
So I would add to that, yes. So we did move the bones from the Forest Service truck. It's being stored in the container at the elementary. And during the move, they noticed that the density of the bones is considerably less than what they would have normally calculated.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a lot of porosity to the bones, a lot of open holes. And they're not sure if that has happened post-mortem during the time that it sat on the beach, or if that, like you said, may have been part of the reason that that particular whale passed. And so there is some research being done on that. At this time, the whale's just sitting. We have to determine how we might go about cleaning the bones because of that, how fragile they are. So we don't have an exact plan at this time. So we're kind of waiting to hear from the scientists to find out how we might move forward.
Right. So. But at the very least, the skull should be completely intact, so we'll have at least that part.
And just for the listening public, this is the gray whale that washed up on the back channel this summer, and Cindy worked with NOAA, the National Marine Fisheries Service, arm of NOAA, and we have official documentation that the skull is ours to use. So in collaboration with the school district and others and the Forest Service, hopefully we'll be able to bring that to pass.
Definitely.
Anybody else?
But at this time, we don't know if the bones, even if they are compromised and porous, can they still be... We don't know if we can string them together to make a skeleton.
Well, we can if they aren't compromised. I was told that one of the bones, they could actually just put their finger right through. So, it's unfortunate, but we'll know more, like Drew said, after it's been researched.
Thank you, Cindy. Appreciate it.
Mr. Mayor, I know we have a lot going on under the manager's report. Amber has provided a very robust capital facilities report on the multitude of projects going on. She is here. A couple of those items are on the agenda for consideration. I don't know if anybody has any questions. And then Roland, the Public Works Director, has also provided a fairly robust report this evening on items. So if there are questions, please.
Do we want to wait till those come up or have people talk about them now?
If there are items in the report that you have special questions on, we can do that now. Or as agenda items come up, we can certainly address them.
The only comment I have, and I'll ask our borough clerk, this is good information for the public to know, this report. Can you tell the public, listening public, how they can subscribe to the email that would contain this report?
So if they go onto the Wrangell Borough website and click on resource, and the second tab down says subscribe in caps, they just click on that, enter their email, and they put whatever they want to subscribe to, which could be at the assembly meetings packet, or it could be road closure, anything that's listed.